Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, I just want to get a temperature check to see where you guys are. Now, you will probably be surprised in my stance on this. This is the thing I always laugh at with the text line. A lot of times I get accused of being negative on the text line, and that's fine. Very rarely do people say that I'm wrong on the text line. You just want me to be more positive. It ain't my job to be positive. My job is to give you my opinion. Sometimes my opinion's positive. Sometimes my opinion might skew a little bit negative. I can only react to what we're watching. I can only react to what I see. I want to play for you guys what Mitch Holthus said yesterday. I asked Mitch Holthus, was he worried about Harrison Butker? This is what he said.
You know, the only thing that I think would be noteworthy is he's not missing at the same place all the time. So last night he gets the doink, but he's kind of pulled. It's like being on the driving range, and you're like, "Oh man, I pulled that shot," and he gets, "Oh, it works." Now maybe is he overcompensating, but then the next one, which was good, was headed there. It was headed toward the left upright, but it's good. But then he pushed the one against the Eagles on the 59 yarder. Those are pushes, pulls. So I think he also is trying to get into a groove. I don't think it's necessarily physical. I haven't talked to him about it. I would surmise and hypothesize that it's not, but it's a matter of him trying to get his tee shot down where it's kind of a recalibration, but I've seen him go through it before. We both have. I've seen him fix it before. And so I've got complete trust. I mean, I didn't get much sleep last night. Maybe lose sleep tonight. I don't know. But I'm not going to lose sleep over Butker. I think he'll get it figured out.
You guys might be surprised to hear I am actually in the exact same place. Now, I started with a little bit of a hypothesis, disposition. I don't know the correct word. I started with an assumption. And I looked it up. And the numbers didn't really support what I thought. If you date back since the injury, so you remember Harrison Butker missed a little bit of time last year. The Chiefs were figuring it out. They had this kicker and this kicker. He then missed a month of time. They then brought him back. Since then, Harrison Butker has been 14 of 18, and he has made 16 of his 21 extra points. Now, some of that is just he's gotten off to a slow start. So far this season, he's 7 of 9 and he's 3 of 5. That's basically what he was last year. He just made more extra points. He has had more attempts. It's been more time. So what I came to the conclusion on, I'm not going to worry about Harrison Butker yet. I reserve the right to, but it was a little bit shaky heading into the postseason and he didn't miss a kick all last postseason. Now, I agree with what we just heard from Mitch Holthus. He does to me to be a peer of somebody who was currently trying to figure things out. Now, that's not ideal. And if he had made the extra point against the Chargers, maybe we're having different conversations about the Chiefs because they had won that game. I said this on the show yesterday. the Chiefs are not talented enough right now to overcome all of these mistakes simultaneously, not against good teams. You can do that against the Giants. They're not a good football team. But against Baltimore on Sunday, a team that can score, you cannot afford to get third down conversions taken off the board because your right tackle was lined up incorrectly. You can't afford to have a 15-play drive, and then when you got a chance to get points, your kicker pushes it wide right, and now your drive is all for nothing. You're just not a good enough team to do that. So there are other things that I think maybe deserve a little bit more attention, a little bit more conversation. I'm not going to be super worried about it today. If I had to put it on a scale from 1 to 10, put me at a 3.5, maybe a 4 when talking about Harrison Butker. I mean, it's not great. It's not ideal. And to Mitch's point, he's missing some short. He's missing some left. He's missing some right. He, to me, appears to be somebody who is still in the process of trying to figure it out. So I'm going to give him that time, 3.5, 4. On my scale of not being worried about things, I actually think that's relatively low. I'm not going to panic right now about Harrison Butker.
So me and you feel largely the same way. I will say this, though, and maybe this makes me the hater or negative, whatever. My one concern, I'm probably very similar to you, probably a 4 on the concern level. I have much bigger concerns with the Chiefs than their kicker. One thing that has me a little concerned, maybe a little bit more than you, is I feel like kickers are kind of like bullpen arms. They can sometimes be finicky, and when it happens fast. Justin Tucker last year was a bad kicker. All the off-the-field stuff to the side, we didn't know about it until the offseason. Justin Tucker last year, who is largely considered one of the greatest kickers in the history of the NFL, it's like him, Vinatieri, another exclusive group, Justin Tucker last year was bad. So, and that was not something that we were talking about, like, oh, it's starting to show some cracks in the foundation. Maybe Tucker isn't that guy anymore. It just was 2024 season started. Everyone thought they have Justin Tucker still. Turns out they don't have that version of Justin Tucker anymore. And then it was kind of over. Now, there are some other reasons it's over for Justin Tucker. So I am similar to you. 3.5, 4 is probably my worry is. But I feel like kickers are a little bit, once they get in their head, there's a mental aspect to it, and it can end quickly. That's where my bullpen arm analogy comes from. So 3.5, 4, but I also feel like it's something to monitor, because if he keeps missing kicks, the Chiefs really can't be affording to give away points right now because this team doesn't score enough points.
Maybe I feel this way about Butker's because there's not really anything they can do right now. He is their kicker for the foreseeable future. Let's say that you're tired of Harrison Butker, right? Let's say Harrison Butker misses 3 field goals this week. His dead cap is $15 million for your kicker if you just outright release him. His dead cap for next year is $10 million. They have committed themselves for the rest of this season and next season. They have committed themselves to Harrison Butker. Now, in 2 years, you can get out of it, and maybe it just reaches the point that they want to get out of it. I think we're obviously very far away from that, but I'm just trying to look of, hey, what if this thing doesn't turn around? What if it's Justin Tucker? Because I'm with you. I think before all of the Mr. Nasty Man allegations, I think we all saw, hey, that's not the same kicker anymore. The same leg, the same range, the confidence that you had on 50-yard field goals, it was gone. And now I think you're noticing it not just in the NFL, but also in college. Man, those kicks that used to be 50 to 60 yards, and you were like, I don't know about this. Man, over half of the kickers in the league, that's nothing for them right now. Like, we are seeing a golden age of field goal kicking. So not being able to do that just puts you at a disadvantage. Again, I don't want to walk down too far this path. I'm not here to fearmonger about Harrison Butker, but we got to talk about a guy who has missed 2 extra points this season and has missed a couple of field goals, that if you make those field goals, it just changes the math for everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.